For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining us once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. Hope you're coming off of a great weekend. And hope you woke up this morning, as I've been saying, and saying, God, thank you for this morning. Thank you that you put breath in my lungs. Thank you, God, that I have another day. That your mercies are new today as I get up. I can look up into the sky and put my hands in the air and say, thank you, God. If you had a bummer weekend, you can look up and say, Jesus, thank you that you're working this out. You're working all things together for my good. Even when I can't see what's going on, I have faith that behind the scenes, you're working all things together for my good. Because you are good. Isn't that a great way to wake up, brothers and sisters? Well, as I said, hope you had a great weekend. At the time of this recording, our Hands and Feet Outreach will be behind us. And I will be excited to bring the report of that to our listening audience. Brothers and sisters, we have partners everywhere, and it's just such a joy how that enthusiasm has come out of our partners and said, I want to be a part, hence partner. I'm not even trying to make a joke or a funny on wordplay, but you know, that's what a partner does. He takes a part in what you're doing. And what's so awesome, the way God has set this up, you know, you may not have been able to go down to the mission as we are anticipating to do. Again, the broadcast is being pre-recorded, so I'm in great anticipation of going down there this Friday. But we've had people give of their resources. They're signing up to give of their time. I've got one partner making 100 portions of jambalaya. Another partner's making 50 portions. Victory Fellowship Church has someone who's making 50 other portions. And we have purchased 240 pairs of gloves and 180 pairs of socks. We're going to go down and preach the good news of Jesus Christ to these people. What a privilege. Well, if you weren't able to do it, but you participated in by maybe giving resources or prayer, that also goes to you, my friend. You have partnered with us in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a great thing. It's the way God set it up. Some go, some are sent, some are called upon to help provide the sender, the one that's the one that has gone to be sent. We partnered. We're all taking a part in getting the gospel out. So I'll be reporting that back to you. And but look, I'm going to continue all this week on why did Jesus come? And that's going to be a message I'll be doing on December the 7th at our Christmas luncheon. I love to teach. I love to teach the Word of God. I love to get people to know Jesus and know His Word. And I'll be doing that. You can still register. December 7th is the day of that luncheon at Metairie Country Club, $26. Register on my website, annadonahueministries.com. Check out if you've missed any of these other reasons. But what about this one? Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Government, brothers and sisters, is the entitlement to rule. The ensign of an office is worn on the shoulder of someone in the government. You ever notice that on an army person or someone in government? You can look on their shoulder and it will show their rank or their status in that certain part of the military. Well, here, the government will be on Jesus' shoulder. That means that is the opposite of on the enemy's shoulder, doesn't it? Jesus received the kingdom from his Father. Why did Jesus come? He received the kingdom from his Father. He turned any misrule from the adversary, and he won the entitlement to rule. The government was transferred from the enemy's shoulders onto Jesus' shoulders. I'm under the government of Jesus. How about you? I know you want to be, and I know many of you are. Another reason why Jesus came. the government is now been placed on his shoulder. Ooh, I love it. Isaiah 9:6. Hey, join me tomorrow for more of A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.